Section 4, Online Marketing Strategies. Strategy number 1, make sure your website is direct response driven. I know what you're, as a stylist, I know what you're saying. Do I really need a website? Absolutely, if you want to grow your business in the coming years. And every year, as we go on, it gets more and more important to have your online real estate taken by a direct response driven website. So by now you know the big difference between direct response marketing and conventional marketing, and your website is just a delivery system to deliver your marketing message to your target market. So make sure it is built in a direct response way. There is a separate module that came with the program on Member Central called How to Create a Website That Will Drive Pre-Qualified, Pre-Motivated, High-Profit Clients Day and Night Automatically into your business. This module goes into great detail on how to set up your website in a direct response way for the greatest response possible. Make sure that you follow it to the letter. Every month, we also have an online class. It's 3 hours long, where we get into websites and social media in great detail. So make sure that you go to Member Central. On the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a sign up icon. Click on that icon and register for the next class. It's free. It comes with your program. Strategy number 2, get listed on Google for free. Here are the instructions for you to follow to get you and your business a free listing on Google. So take 10 minutes and get it done. It's simple. It's a simple way to get highly targeted, relevant Google traffic for free. You know how when you search for a Kansas City hair salon in Google and there are always those first few results next to a map? Would you like to be able to show up there when somebody searches in your city? You can do it for free. And here's how, and you'll find this instructions in your manual as well. You just go to www.google.com/local/ad. If you already have a Google account, just sign in with your email and password. If you don't have a Google account, click sign up for account now and follow the instructions to create a listing. Please remember these points. The street address you enter will be shown in the Google Maps search results. Make sure you get that right because it's really hard to change once you've done that. If you already have an AdWords or Gmail login address and password, you can use it to log into the local business center. Once you've submitted your business information, you'll need to verify the listing before it goes live. You can verify using a touch tone phone, SMS, or a PIN that will be sent via regular mail or your business address or text to you. Once the listing is verified, your information will normally appear within 6 weeks. You must be able to receive a regular mail at your business address if you are unable to verify by phone or SMS. A post office box can be used to register. The address you enter into the Google Local Business Center will be the address to which your PIN mailer is sent, and it will also be the address displayed on the Google Map results. So make sure this is all accurate. So here's a couple of tips. When you enter your business information, try using the big city you live near. If your business is in a small suburb or township, you will get more searches that way. When describing your business, use terms that your clients use to find you. It doesn't have to be in complete sentences. Google lets you choose 3 categories to be found under, so use all 3. Google will then ask you for a validation procedure when you are done. Choose the phone procedure and their automated system will call you immediately. That's it. So when now people look you up locally, they'll find a map with your location right on it in Google. And I know that listening to this is difficult to follow these instructions. So just go to your manual under this strategy and follow the instructions. This is so critical to your online marketing. Strategy number 3, email marketing. Make sure that you go to Member Central and open up the Email Manager tab and follow the instructions on how to use this service. it's critical for client nurturing. We do not advocate sending emails to people who are not your clients already for the following reasons. It's considered spam and will most likely end up in the recipient's spam inbox and they will never see it. Because your email is unsolicited, the chances of the recipient reading it and responding are very slim. Good, clean, and accurate email lists are hard to come by and are expensive. It's much better for you to build your own list by offering some free information on a website that has a high perceived value on your website. It's also illegal to send an email to somebody who's not given you information to, or has not given you permission to send your emails out. So make sure that you send out your newsletter once a month. Like I said, it's on Member Central under the email manager tab or under client newsletter. In addition to that, we're going to provide to you an email once a month to send out to your clients. So make sure that you send out that email as well. Section 5, our bonus strategies. Strategy 1, don't be a human lobster. Did you know a lobster, when left high and dry among the rocks, has not the instincts or the energy enough to work his or her way back to the sea, but waits for the sea to come to her or him? If it does not come, she or he remains where she is and dies, although the slightest effort would enable her or him to reach the waves, which are perhaps within a yard of him or her. The world is full of human lobsters, men and women stranded on the rocks of indecision and procrastination who, instead of putting forth their own energies, are waiting for some grand billow of good fortune to set them afloat. We know what it takes to get your small business making big profits, gaining total control over everything you do, reducing your stress, and cutting the amount of hours you're working. The number one reason people fail in small business marketing is because they never do a darn thing. They leave all these money-making marketing strategies, and then they don't use them. It is better to do something which isn't quite perfect than to not do anything at all. So don't worry if you don't have every little thing you need. For instance, if you do a letter giving away a free product, don't worry if you only have two in stock. Test the method. If you get a huge response, just tell your clients that you're overwhelmed with response and are currently out of the product. As soon as you get more in, you'll get it to them. This is a much, much better idea than not doing anything at all. Once you try something, then you have a place to go from there. Even if your method didn't work as well as you'd like, you'll be able to improve it and get more responses. Stop worrying about all the little details and just do something. Strategy number 2, this is for those of you who have employees. Employees can be a wonderful source of referrals. In order for a business to be extremely successful, the employees have to believe in it too. Employee education is key. Once you educate your employees why you deliver such a great service, you'll be surprised at the rewards. This is what will happen. Your employees will start upselling a lot more. If they don't know how certain products or services benefit their clients, they can't sell them. But if you educate your employees, they'll know and be much more likely to try and sell. Your employees can be a wealth of referrals. If they don't think your business is exceptional, they won't refer anyone. But if you've taught them why and they truly believe it, they will tell lots and lots of people. An educated employee is much better suited to help or answer questions from a client. Clients get annoyed when employees don't know anything. Educate your employees on a regular basis. Get them excited about working for such a wonderful business. Education and motivation are the keys to super great employees. Strategy 3, Parkinson's Law. We need to tell you about this topic now because we don't want you to fall into the trap most people fall into: why people succeed or fail. Parkinson's Law is one of the best known and most important laws of money and wealth accumulation. It was developed by an English writer Northcott Parkinson many years ago and explains why most people retire poor. The way the law works, this law says that no matter how much money people earn, they tend to spend the entire amount and a little bit more besides. Their expenses rise in lockstep with their earnings. Many people are earning today several times what they were earning at their first jobs, but somehow they seem to need every single penny to maintain their current lifestyle. No matter how much they make, they never seems to be enough. The key to financial success, the first law of Parkinson's is financial independence comes from violating Parkinson's law. Parkinson's law explains the trap that most people fall into. This is the reason for debt, money worries, and financial frustration. It is only when you develop sufficient willpower to resist the powerful urge to spend everything you make that you begin to accumulate money and move ahead of the crowd. Slow down your spending. The second law of Parkinson's is if you allow your expenses to increase at a slower rate than your earnings. If you save or invest the difference, you will become financially independent in your working lifetime. This is a key. We call it a wedge. If you can drive a wedge between your increasing earnings and the increasing cost of your lifestyle, and then save and invest the difference, you can continue to improve your lifestyle as you make more money by consciously violating Parkinson's laws. You will eventually become financially independent. Here's an action exercise. Here are two things you can do to apply this law immediately. First, imagine that your financial life is like a failing company that you've taken over. Institute an immediate financial freeze. Halt all non-essential expenses. Drop a budget of your fixed, unavoidable cost per month and resolve to limit your expenditures temporarily to these amounts. Carefully examine every expense. Question it as though you were analyzing someone else's expenses. Look for ways to economize or cut back. Aim for a minimum of 10% reduction in your living cost over the next 3 months. Second, resolve to save and invest 50% of any increases you receive in your earnings from any source. Learn to live on the rest. This still leaves you the other 50% to do with it as you desire. Do this for the rest of your career. Strategy number 4, zero-based thinking. This is a more of a life strategy that I know if you apply it, you will reduce your stress, money will flow to you from unexpected places, you will at least double your productivity, and you will ultimately be a much happier person. Are you wondering what the heck I'm talking about? It's so important and it's helped me so much over the years that I just have to tell you about it so you can put it to use to help you. Okay, it's so simple and so easy to do, you'll wonder why everyone else doesn't do it at least once per month. I found over the years that it is a simple principle that works best for me. It seems that every time something gets complicated or too many people get involved or there are too many moving parts, it turns out to be just a big pile of useless crap that doesn't work. Is this like this for you? Probably so. Good. And we have one more thing in common. This strategy was personally taught to me 13 years ago on a teleseminar with Brian Tracy. You're probably thinking, who's Brian Tracy and why would anyone listen to him? Brian Tracy is the leading authority in the world on personal achievement. He's written over 20 books and recorded over 100 audio tape programs. His programs are sold in just about every country in the world. There is not another human being on the planet who knows more about success and achievement than Brian Tracy. You can go to his website at briantracy.com and you'll see for yourself everything that he does and offers. Trust me, he is the real deal. Anyways, on the teleseminar, I was explaining to Brian all the stuff going on in my life at the time, all the business projects, the friends, the family commitments, recreational stuff, everything. Some of the stuff was working, but most of it was not. It was all intertwined together. I was getting pulled in all different directions. I was just about at the breaking point. And this is what he told me to do. And I still do this 13 years later, about every 2 weeks. He said, get two large pieces of paper. You know, the kind they use in meetings on the big pad. He said to tape the two pieces to the wall in my office. At the top of one of the papers, write what's working. At the top of the other paper, write what's not working. He then said, list everything that's working in your life under what's working, everything in business, relationship, finances, fitness, etc., everything. And then he said, list everything that is not working in my life under what's not working. Now, if you're like me, when I started this exercise, you'll have a lot more stuff under what's not working, a lot more. And then he said something that I'll never forget. He said, if something can be fixed immediately under what's not working, fix it or stop it and get out of it as fast as you can. So ask yourself this question. If I knew what I know now, your item, would I have gotten into it in the first place? This is called zero-based thinking. If your answer is no, then get out of it as fast as you can. He called this creative abandonment. Stop doing what is not working in your life. End a relationship that is not working. Stop an advertisement that is no longer working. Fire somebody if you have employees that is no longer pulling their weight, etc. Get out of all the energy-sucking, time-consuming, high-stress activities that you've gotten yourself into as fast as you can. And then, he said, look at the list of what is working in your life and do more of it. A lot more of it as fast as you can. If a marketing method is working, expand it. If you have a good relationship going, make it better. If your fitness program is working, get more fit, etc. You get the idea, right? He told me that this is simple, but it is also brilliant, isn't it? After you start doing this, you will see the headaches in your life disappear. Money will start flowing to you from unexpected sources. You will laugh at stress and you'll feel much, much happier. Here's a few cautions, and these all happened to me. Don't tell people what you're doing. They'll think you've lost your marbles. Learn to say no to new opportunities a lot more. Be very selective so that you don't keep piling more stuff to your what's not working list. And the grass is not greener somewhere else. It's greener where you water it. We talk to people all the time who want to get out of business they're in and get into another totally unrelated business because they think another business will be better or easier. Every business has its own set of problems. Stay with what you know and get good at marketing and you will make all the money you want. So I challenge you to do this exercise right now. Just getting all this crap out of your head will be a stress reliever in of itself. After you do this for a while, your what's working list will be much longer than your what's not working list. You'll be very selective in what you will say yes to. Strategy number 5, always use exact numbers. This headline was the exact words on a sign that I saw behind the counter of a Dunn store tire. 5% gas savings when you inflate your tires with nitrogen. Do you believe what they're saying here? When I see numbers like this, I always say to myself, figures lie and liars figure. How about you? Why don't we believe this statement? Before I answer this question in detail, I want you to know that I asked the store manager, Gary, how many customers take them up on their nitrogen offer. He said very few, and I was not surprised. So it is not just you and me who don't believe this statement. It is most of their customers coming into their store. So why don't we believe the nitrogen statement, and what does this have to do with our salon business? First, we don't believe it because the statement is too general. When a round number, 5% in this case, is used, it kind of tells the reader we don't really know what the gas savings is, but we think it's around 5%. We know it's not 10% and it can't be zero, so on average, we think it's 5%. Using round numbers destroys the power in the number because it is not specific. Now, we're not chemists or physicists, but they must have measured this nitrogen thing to even come up with the idea to sell it to people, unless the entire idea of inflating your tires with nitrogen is just a big scam. But for now, we'll assume it is not, and that some guy in a white lab coat figured out through some experiments that there is a gas savings. And let's also assume that there are many variables, size of tire, weight of car, etc. So this white lab coat guy came up with a range of gas savings of, let's say, 4.3% to 6.1% in his experience. And by the way, this is how marketing people came up with 5%, because it's a nice clean number and it's between 4.3 and 6.1, and it's safe, and it's a safe number in case they ever get sued from a legal department. So our recommendation to them would be to rip down the silly ineffective sign they have up now and replace it with, ask us how you will save 4.3% to 6.1% on gas every time you fill up your tank forever. Then all they need to do is train their people to explain to their customers all the real and true values behind the benefits to them. Now, this might not seem like much, but I can bet that a $10 is almost pure profit, and every time the customer's tires need to be rotated or are low, they're coming back to Dunn Tire, and Dunn Tire will sell them a lot over the years. So how do we apply this to our salon and spa business? Number one, always use exact numbers and details when you write or talk about how long something takes, how long something lasts, explaining fees, etc. The nitrogen air was an upsell. You need to be upselling in your business at every opportunity. And if you have employees, teach them how to do it. The lesson here is this: if your clients and potential clients don't believe you, they won't give you their hard-earned money. Use as much detail as you can and use exact numbers. You get the idea, right? Strategy number six, stay plugged in. You are not alone on this journey. We're all here to help you at Salon and Spa Marketing Toolkit. Make sure and read and listen to this entire manual. Make sure and read and listen to and implement all the separate systems that are located in the program on mymembercentral.com. Make sure and read all the emails we send you. Make sure and get on and listen to our bi-weekly teleseminars. Make sure you set up your coaching calls, and please send us an email if you have any questions or concerns. You now have the knowledge to take your business to any level of success you want to be at, but you must now put this information into action. Like you have heard me say before, there is no difference between knowing and not doing than not knowing in the first place. Nothing happens without action, and it is your responsibility and totally up to you to put these strategies into action.